You are listening to the Evolvepreneur After Hours show, and I'm your host, Richard Ray. My mission is to help entrepreneurs make a difference and navigate the messy world of startup or relaunch. Pivot. Join me today where we dig deep with our guests and get you the best concepts and strategies to fast-track your business. Today's special guest is Travis Hatch. Travis owns Travis Hawks Media, a video production company that specializes in brand story videos, short-form content, and documentaries. Today, we're talking about how video can grow your business. Travis, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Richard. Appreciate you having me on.
Really great to have you here, Travis. But you know, the question I always like to ask my guests, first of all, is where in the world are you?
I am in Denver, Colorado, in the United States.
And I'm assuming it's getting quite cold up there this time of year.
That's kind of, Denver's actually pretty warm year round.
Really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're like right at the bottom of the mountains. Mm-hmm. And you know, the mountains are massive. Up in the mountains, it's definitely getting cold, but the winters here are like pretty mild.
Nice. Well, that's something I've learned today. So we've already winter. Okay.
I come from New England on the other side of the country, the Northeast, and it's like really cold there. So I guess it's all perspective.
All right. So in reality, it could be incredibly cold where you are now, but you're just stripped from it.
Right. Yeah, it's
like
not bad.
Everybody else is like shaking.
Right.
Okay.
<Yeah.
laughs> So, Travis, tell us a little about your history, because you're in the world of video editing, content production, and that's not an easy thing to get into. So tell us about your journey to get there.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I, like you intro'd me, I own a video production company called Travis Hawks Media. And we do a lot of like brand story work and really focusing on like helping brands, whether, you know, it's like a small company or a big company, with their marketing efforts, like the content for their marketing and branding efforts. I got into this, I guess it like really started when I was in, when I was in high school. I was doing some photography, mm-hmm. definitely very much a hobby. But I really got into it when I was actually living in Australia. I don't know where you are. Where are you right now?
I'm in Australia. Brisbane.
Brisbane, okay. Yeah, I lived, I did like the working holiday visa thing there.
Nice. Whereabouts were you?
A while back. I was in Sydney for like 7 months, and then mm-hmm. the rest of the time I was like all around. I did like a big trip around the country, basically.
Oh, fantastic.
But that's when I really got into it, because like I had done little kind of like home movies when I was a little kid and photography mm-hmm. and stuff. Not really much. But then when I was in Australia, I started doing like travel videos, basically. And that's right. When I like really, really got into it, and just like had so much fun doing it, like documenting all the things that I was doing. And, you know, it's just such a beautiful place. That's where I got my first camera. Actually, I bought, when I started using the camera, when I got back here, I had to get a converter because I had an Australian like charger for it.
So
I bought
the
camera. Yeah. But yeah, then I got back here and I got a job at a startup, in California. I lived in California for a while. And I was working in the cannabis industry, actually, mm-hmm. the legal cannabis industry in California.
I'm glad you clarified that.
Yeah. Yeah. Not the black market. I was doing videos for the cartel. No. I was working.
Hey, everybody needs help. Everybody needs help with these things. It's all good. Don't worry.
So I was working for like cannabis technology startup company.
Uh-huh.
And I ended up running their international sales. So I handled like all of the distribution, like outside of the US for their product.
Yep.
But since it's a startup, you know, you wear a lot of hats. I was also doing like social media. So I was using kind of my skills that I had started when I was in Australia and, to make like hype videos. Like if you go to like an event mm-hmm. or something, you know, I started doing that. And I remember the CEO, like seeing some of the work that I did. And I was just editing on iMovie at first, honestly.
Yeah.
And even with that, like I remember him seeing it, he was like, oh, I think you like missed your calling or whatever. And I just, that like stuck in my head. Cause I was like, I remember thinking at the time, like, maybe I actually will do this. You know what I mean? And then years later it is actually what I'm doing. So just kind of an interesting like moment.
That's fantastic, because you know, you went out, you found something you enjoyed, and you've managed to turn something you enjoyed doing into a career now. The wonderful
yeah
for anybody who's an entrepreneur.
Yeah And so I just kind of started doing it, you know, I got like a few pieces of gear, like nothing big, but I was still working there. And then I just kind of got sick of the California lifestyle. So I moved to Colorado. And then COVID happened and the company went bankrupt. So I was just all of a sudden like out of a job, you know? And I was thinking about it. And honestly, like the moment that I did it was that happened. I lost my job. And like right then I was like, I never want to interview for a job like ever again. That's just what was like immediately painful. Went through my head. Like,
you want to be your own boss, yeah?
Yeah, I just realized like a lot of the anxiety that I've experienced really comes from like working for somebody else. And I don't necessarily think that that's right for everyone in, you know, in the world. But I knew, like, I really knew, like, for me that it's just, there's something about like reporting to somebody else in that way that just makes me unhappy, like, at my core, you know?
Now, I as an entrepreneur myself, I can fully understand that. So, Travis, tell us though, I mean, just before we move into what you're doing now, you started off, I'm assuming, when you were traveling using relatively cheap or even free software and tools.
Yeah.
Good.
Yep.
And you used iMovie. Fine. What are the sort of tools that you recommend people use now? I mean, if they're just in the early stages of learning how to put together promotional videos or anything like that, you just want them to have a little bit of a tryout and a play. Is there any tools you'd recommend?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. We're living in the best time ever in the history of the world for this type of thing. Mm-hmm. The technology, like the ability that you can get for the skill level you can attain per dollar spent on gear, or however you want to put it, mm-hmm. has gone up dramatically and continues to go up like multitudes.
So the value is just crazy right now, yeah?
It's insane, yeah. So I guess what I would say, first off, what I would say is like, honestly, just most people could start with an iPhone 15. The new phone cameras and audio mm-hmm. are really good.
So they don't need any adapters, or, you know, you see people with like shotgun mics attached to their phones, and yeah, you see them with, you know, extra lenses on top of their phones and things like this to try and eke out some extra performance. Same in reality, when you're starting, you don't need anything.
When you're very starting, you really don't need anything. I would say this is the levels that I would recommend for like very beginners or like mm-hmm. entrepreneurs who want to produce their own content. One, start with just an iPhone. If you're going to get anything, get like a little tripod so you could post it up somewhere. Like one of those bendy Joby.
Yeah, I know exactly the product.
One of them.
It looks like a weird kind of three-legged octopus with lots of like pivots.
Yeah. Joby, I believe it's called. And then like, let's say you do fitness content, you can like you can squeeze it onto gym equipment and film mm-hmm. things, or you can just set it up on your desk. That is great. And if you're close to the phone, the audio is actually really good. It's going to have like auto like lighting effects to make the light look good, and it's going to have auto white balance to make the colors look good. So as long as you're in you know, somewhat quiet environment and there's lots of light, phones are not great with low light, mm-hmm. But if there's lots of light, that's where I would start. If you're going to upgrade from there, I would get like a lav mic or a lapel mic. Mm-hmm. that means the same thing, but like a Rode, the new Rode Go's are really good. There's just like a Rode Go 2, for instance, and it comes with a little mic, so you wire that in, and then it's got a special adapter, so you can you have to get the adapter, but it's got this little adapter so you can plug it into your phone. Mm-hmm. But that's a great place to start, because the quality is really good. There's really good stabilization. So if you're going handheld with it, I would do that. And then the next level up from there that I recommend to everybody is called a Sony ZV-E1. And that's a mirrorless DSLR camera, entry level. It's like under $1,000 for like a kit. But that's like, if you want to kind of upgrade from like a phone style to a camera, that's what I would do. It's called a Sony ZV-E1.
So that's when you're really starting off. But that gives people a taste and maybe build up a following. And, you know, they're helping mm-hmm. to use that particular content to promote their business. But you, with your work, you take it to a whole higher level and give it that professional touch. Tell us about what you do.
Yeah. That's a good way of putting it. It's basically just like another level. And so when it comes to like creating content for your brand, That is like the new marketing and advertising all rolled up in one. Like, you know, like my dad, for instance, you know, like the previous generation, they understand like advertising, you know, and really the only, you know, people who are, some people might disagree, but one of the only like valuable advertising things left is like the Super Bowl. You know, if you have millions of dollars to spend, the Super Bowl is like a good,
but it's a live event, right? And people have to sit there and watch it.
Yeah.
It becomes such a thing of, hey, you get previews of the Super Bowl ad. You actually get an ad for an ad.
Yeah. 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 But yeah, that's the thing. So people, you got to think about like eyeballs and attention. Like people tune into the Super Bowl to watch the ads. So that's why it's a valuable thing. They're there. You have a captive audience. Like every other time, traditional advertising, you know, sometimes, you know, there are certain specific circumstances that like traditional advertising and marketing works, of course, but in general, like the new thing is like content. It's like developing a personal brand, developing a brand for your brand, you know, for your company, developing a brand voice, developing like a style, and really creating like a little, you're like a mini, tiny micro celebrity, basically, is how you kind of treat like your company or your brand. And just like putting out content, like producing content, is how you do that. And there's definitely like different levels to it. And I wouldn't always suggest like going to the highest level, like the highest level of quality of content isn't necessarily the best for you, for instance. Mm-hmm. So,
let's dive into this a bit more. So are you saying that things can look too good for a certain level of business, give like false
expectations? Yeah, 100%. 100%. Not even just false expectations, but like, false expectations, and also it just like doesn't look right. It doesn't communicate it to the right person. So, and that's like, I kind of focus on a slightly higher level of content. So mm-hmm. that's why I'm just mentioning that. But what I'm saying is, for a lot of people, for your company, a lower level of content might be better. It might get more views. It might get more conversions, and it might just be a better brand voice. So I'll give you two examples. Like,
please.
If you're a company that sells super yachts, you want very little low-level content and a lot of very high-quality content.
Because these are people who are going to be buying very, very expensive toys.
Right.
And they want it to feel like they are seeing something that's super highly produced, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, it's the equivalent of, like, dress for the job you want or whatever.
That's a great way
to put it. But in a digital world, yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you think about it that way, like, you know, if you're showing up for a job interview at a bank and you show up in like t-shirts and a flip-flops,
it's going to be a short conversation.
Job.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to be like, get out of here. But alternatively, all right, if you show up to a job for a cannabis company and like a cannabis company in California and you're wearing a suit, they're going to be like, get out of here.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And so the brand that you have, the content that you put out, it's the same exact thing. You just have to understand like, you know, what you're selling. It all starts with like people. It's like, who are you talking to? What are you selling to them? And, you know, how can you talk to them in their, how can you relate to them? And how can you talk to them in like their voice? And so if you're selling maybe high-end real estate, or you're selling yachts, or you're selling, you know, like some sort of like subscription service to like private jet services or something, you're going to want maybe like 80% to 90% like really high quality content. And then still you're going to want some of the more like POV stuff, you know, like selfie video of you walking around, like on the, like for the private jet, like a selfie video of you talking to the camera, walking around on the tarmac. Like that's not like super high quality, but that type of thing is also like really good.
Yeah. But you said the ratio there, like 90% plus is the high end stuff.
Yeah.
The other bit is, hey, got to show you this amazing new jet. Look at this. It's just come in.
Exactly. Bang. Yeah. Yeah. Let's say like 80-20 for that.
Okay.
For that. It'd be like 80% like high quality, like well-produced photos and videos and stuff like that. And then maybe 20% the kind of just like, yeah, just easy cell phone stuff. Whatever.
So personality and voice, basically. I'd like to say that 20%.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's really like, that's showing really like day in the life stuff and like showing more about like you, like your personal, you know,
so humanizing.
It's like, here's a raw, uncut version.
So getting people to know you and your personality and why you're part of that company.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And that's a point we can talk about next. That is like really important, like really, really important.
Oh, well, let's go into that then, because I mean, it sounds like you're producing some very high quality content. So maybe give us some example of the type of companies that you're delivering work for, because I know you do documentaries as well, so that's not an easy thing to achieve. So tell us more about the type of clients that you've got and how you've helped them.
Yeah, I do a really wide range of stuff, which like isn't really the best advice for like a new entrepreneur. You really want to niche down, like you know, don't do it like me. But it works for me, and it's worked for me. I'm very like all over the place with my interests. I have so many different interests that it's really impossible for me to like pick one thing. And I get energy from having new things happening all the time. So it works for me. However, it is definitely a weight holding you back from scaling. Like you really do want to be like, you know, in my line of work, you want to be like, I do corporate videos or I do like fitness videos. You know what I mean? That is better. Pros and cons, because I think like, for me, like if one industry gets hit and they don't have money anymore, I work with other industries. So there's kind of like there are some pros to it, but I do a wide range of things. So what I've personally done is I've just kind of narrowed down like my offerings. So like instead of like corporate events or something like that, what I really focus on is like brand story videos, like short form content, documentaries, these kind of like, and like, you know, the kind of like storytelling and branding and marketing type of stuff.
Tell us about the type of clients that you look after, and maybe give us an example of where you've really enhanced the experience and, you know, maybe revenue growth for that particular client.
Yeah. Well, just the first example that popped into my head, because it's what I was working on today. My biggest client is a national nonprofit organization called the Phoenix. And we're working on this really massive, like multi-year project, basically. Right now we're going on to our third production for them. And what it is it's like a new pilot program that's getting brought into the prison system. It's the Phoenix and their partner organization called Adovo. Adovo has like a streaming app, and they're handling like the distribution of this video series and all of the business side. So like they're handling the distribution and they're getting like funding from the government and stuff like that. And basically this program, there's like thousands of iPads going out in hundreds of prisons around the country with this like basically online course database getting built out on them. And then the prisoners are able to go through them, and they're everything from like mentorship, fitness, health. Like,
and so the videos within this are ones that you're producing, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And so, I'm producing the videos, exactly.
So that must be a huge amount of content.
It is. It's huge, yeah. They're like 10 to 25 minute, like high quality produced videos. And the idea of it is like, the prisoners can go through, they watch all these, they do like the fitness stuff, they learn more about nutrition. All of the coaches in the videos are all formerly incarcerated, so they're kind of providing this mentorship. And then through the app, they can track all kinds of metrics. They can track the responses, they can track recidivism rates and see how it's affecting the communities, basically, you know, by giving, because right now, basically, like, there's millions of people in prison and they get zero help. They get, you know what I mean? They get like zero mentorship. There's nothing helping them to like.
And they wonder why we get, you know, recidivism rates so high when people leave.
So exactly.
They're just locked away and then they get released.
Yeah.
And there's no help. Nothing has changed for them. In fact, things have got worse while they've been inside.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A lot of them, they're just like, even little, you'd be surprised, like a little thing like learning how to have good fitness and health. That can change your mental attitude and that can change your life like drastically, you know what I mean? So it's kind of like a program like that. And that has already been, I mean, there's probably close to 100,000 people that have gone through the program so far. You know, it's in like hundreds of prisons, and I can't give like too much information.
There should be
like a new round of like money coming from that, like donations to expand the program.
Well, that sounds like a wonderful project. Tell me though, when we're talking about the business side of things, you mentioned earlier on advertising, okay, and traditional linear advertising, like during the Super Bowl, seems to be on the wane. Okay, it's not generating the revenue or the results that it used to. And obviously this type of work that you do right now with promotional work and promotional videos is the way to go.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you think people should put their focus? You know, is it a case of, as you said, if you're a fitness coach or something like that, should it be that they do reels and they should focus on YouTube? Or is it a case of, if you are a local mom and pop shop, I mean, where does this all sit? Because as you mentioned yourself, getting that level right is going to be quite challenging.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say, so there's just a quick answer of like where to focus. If you're going to start off, focus on short form videos. Mm-hmm. YouTube, probably number one. And then like Instagram and TikTok reels. So if you were to only do one thing, one thing would be short form videos on Instagram, TikTok, and reels. You know what I mean? That's what I would suggest. And then in terms of like the content for those, depends on who you are. There's really, there's kind of like, let's say there's three categories. There's funny, educational, and like salacious or like provocative. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So you got a guy like Alex Jones, for instance, is very like provocative. He says crazy stuff, and that's how he grew his audience, right? You got people like whatever. I mean, any example of someone funny, there's lots of funny people. That's a good way to grow it. And then the main one that I would suggest is educational. If you know that you are really funny and you're actually really funny, not just like your mom thinks you're funny, but like you are actually funny.
Yeah.
Sure, go the funny route. Depending on what you're selling, you might be able to go the like provocative route, although that's kind of, you know what I mean? Like if you're selling guns or something, you could make provocative stuff about whatever and people would probably like it. But for the most of people, I'd say 80% of people, just go the educational route. Like you're an entrepreneur, should be an expert in what you're building. Like put out content on that. Like who exactly is your customer? What do they look like? What's mm-hmm. their name? Like every single thing about them, where would you find them? And then put out content that would be educational to them about your industry, basically.
So Travis,
can do that anywhere, but yeah, I would start with like short form videos.
That makes complete sense. Tell me though, how do you get people to be comfortable in front of the camera? Because as you mentioned before, there's the person who thinks they're funny, but just aren't.
Yeah.
One thing. But then there's so many times, and I've been there myself years ago, be it in front of a microphone or in front of a camera, you can feel very confident. But the moment that red light goes on to let you know that things are recording, it's amazing how suddenly you turn into a piece of wood. So yeah. how do you advise people to get comfortable and so that they're genuine brand? Because, let's take the fitness entrepreneur again. When they're with a client, they can have a great relationship and then get people pumped and excited. The moment that camera's on them, it all evaporates. How do they get
that? Yeah. There's definitely like tricks. But really the main thing is you just got to do it. Practice, you know what I mean? Go on podcasts, like mm-hmm. whenever, like start with whatever you're comfortable, but like there's literally no way around it. When you start doing it, you are going to not be good comparatively to where you are later. Some people are naturals and they start off and they're like decent and then they get good. Some people aren't naturals. They start off and it's like pretty bad and then they get good. There's no like the best way to do it is to just do it. The example of like a fitness entrepreneur, anybody in that industry knows the best way to get good at squats is to do squats.
Do squats, simple as that.
Put a block under here and do some rubber band stuff over there. I mean, you know what I mean? That is tiny, tiny increments of improvement compared to just doing squats. Like that's how you improve. This is the same exact thing. It's like you have to just practice it and do it. So like a trick for it is like record 50 videos that you don't plan on putting out maybe before you start like putting them out. You know what I mean? Just record them at home. Come up with some topics and record a bunch of them, but don't actually do anything with them.
So practice, 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 essentially.
Just practice. Yeah, it's really, that's really the only advice I would actually give.
So you've given great advice there, but if there's one other piece of advice you would want people to take away from how they can use video to grow their business, what would that one piece of advice be, whether they're a solopreneur or a large company? What's that one thing that would help?
The one thing that I would say is and we kind of touched on this earlier, so I'll kind of like circle back to that. But the one piece of advice I would say is just start getting in front of your audience and like develop your voice, develop your brand, and just start getting content out there, start getting out there. So what I mean by that is like, I don't know if you've ever seen this. If you're in kind of like the marketing world, you always see like a company, like if you go to like a company's Instagram page and it's just like a wall of like infographics, it's just like, you know, kind of like a stock image of like a person smiling with like a little infographic piece of like information. And that's every single thing. That is, there's no personality there. There's no story there. There's no, and if you go there, all of those posts have like two likes. And they always will have two likes. There's nothing going on that way. There's nothing there. There needs to be like a face behind it, like a story. And so that doesn't have to be you, but especially if you're like running a small business, like entrepreneur, I highly suggest it is you, but doesn't have to be you, but there's got to be some sort of like real like person there, real story. Start developing that, start putting out like, you know, educational content, whatever it is. But yeah, just start like getting in front of your audience and developing your like brand story.
It sounds like becoming a trusted source of information is incredibly important. I mean, there are certainly podcasts and, you know, YouTube channels I turn to because I trust the person who is giving that advice.
Yep.
So that sounds like...
Yeah, and YouTube is owned by Google, so it's one of the number one video platforms and the number one search engine in the world. So, like, if you were to only do one thing, I would say, like, you know, probably YouTube. But yeah, like I said, YouTube, Instagram Reels, TikTok, and start developing your brand voice. And like you said, if you think about it, if your customer saw you as a trusted source of information and expert in your industry, would that be a good thing or a bad thing? You know what I mean?
That'd be a good thing in my humble opinion.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, Travis, where can people find you? And do you have anything exciting on the horizon that people should know about?
So you can find me at my website, www.travishawksmedia.com. That's a good place to find me. I'm super active on Instagram. So it's just at Travis Hawks Media. And LinkedIn. Those are probably my three biggest places, LinkedIn, Instagram, and my website to find me. And I'm just Travis Hatch on LinkedIn.
And anything exciting coming up?
Yeah, I've got my first feature-length documentary that I produced that is it's being edited right now. My editor is kind of like finishing it up right now, but hopefully I should have a legit feature-length documentary coming out in the next like a few months, hopefully.
Tell us what it's about. Is it under wraps still?
It's about prison and like what it's, being in prison like your whole life and getting out, and how you're supposed to like navigate this world, and how we can help people like assimilate back into society.
Fantastic. Well, Travis, that's been really interesting. I mean, I've got a history in the video world myself, so it's really great to listen to you and some of the great advice that you've given. So thank you today.
Thank you. Yeah, appreciate it.
Well, that's a wrap on another awesome guest episode for the Evolpreneur After Hours show. Just before you go, if you like this episode, we would be very grateful for a 5-star review. Please also consider recommending the show to a friend or two. Make sure you subscribe for future episodes at evolpreneursecrets.show right now. Until next time, I'm Richard Ray. And if you're an entrepreneur, make a start on your